Hi everyone. This is part two to the two-part series of me reading my research paper. If you haven't already checked out part one, please make sure and go do that, because you'll need a lot of the information for today. Without further ado, let's get right back into it. Now that the ideas and background of the algorithm have been established, bias can be more clearly researched. Users have experienced a heavy amount of bias in TikTok. In some cases, algorithmic bias stems from dated ideologies or rules. In one case, users found that the TikTok algorithm incorrectly flagged the word black due to how the algorithm processed word order. It was triggered by the term black followed by the word audience because the latter contained the word die in it. According to an NBC article, a user had tried adding various phrases to their posts. Phrases like, quote, "I am a black man," "black people," or "black voices," but it was warned with a pop-up message to, quote, "remove any inappropriate content." Conversely, when phrases like, quote, "I am a neo-Nazi," seemingly more extreme and dangerous, were used, there was no warning. Another recent example of TikTok's algorithmic bias is shadow banning. Many users have reported being shadow banned for simply expressing themselves. Users have reported simply showing their culture or traditions and being flagged and shadow banned by the algorithm. While these users could somewhat tell that they were shadow banned, many users could not tell at all. Users might not know why they have been banned, much less if they have been banned at all. This non-transparent algorithm makes it incredibly difficult to understand how it works and why creators might not get views. People might think that they are shadow banned when they aren't, and vice versa, causing a sense of paranoia and distrust of TikTok. There has also been evidence of, quote, "guilt by association," meaning if a user follows an account of someone who has been shadow banned, that user could more likely be banned. Particular reports of shadow banning that have gotten much media attention include TikTok's banning of human rights content, including content related to the Uyghur genocide in China. TikTok is not discriminating against them overtly or publicly, but since the algorithm secretly bars the content, the platform itself may not receive criticism for those activities. Furthermore, the algorithm is not supposed to flag non-pornographic material and fine arts posts, but reports have said that TikTok's algorithm still flags posts of these kinds that have dark-skinned or large-bodied people. Additionally, when these posts are censored due to shadow banning, the AI trains itself to reaffirm its actions, creating negative feedback loops. It is also essential to understand how certain users might use algorithmic bias to their advantage to grow their user base or reputation on the platform. As social media has grown into one of the most significant ways to build a brand, there have been negative consequences of the actions that users often take. TikTok stars like Charli D'Amelio have amassed over 100 million followers on the platform, changing their lives forever. Whether they have done famous dances on TikTok or made funny videos, people's platforms have significantly grown. For many others, it is a struggle to gain followers on TikTok. According to various sources, gaining a platform and followers is easier if a user follows relevant trends. When something is trending, users can follow these trends to build followers and collect views. This is not a benign practice, however. Take a piece of news, for example. One can use many sources on the internet to find information for an event. However, if a user is trying to get followers, they might exaggerate some aspects of news and post this on their account. This exaggeration might lead to more viewer engagement, as the user might use more exciting language or twist the story to make it more fun. The original poster will likely gain more views, likes, comments, or followers, but the consumer might be unaware of the bias portrayed by the news post. The harsher language can also amplify stereotypes about marginalized groups. The twisting of the story can cause misinformation to be spread with that bias. Another point is that posters might play into their audience's existing biases. When a user sees a post that supports their ideas, or subconscious and conscious biases, they may become more likely to interact with the content and the creator. Because of these behaviors, many creators might implement bias in their posts, with or without knowing it. On the topic of bias in social media of journalism, I conducted a survey to see whether people could detect bias in the news on social media or not. To preface, the polled group was from a generally liberal environment. Additionally, it seems likely that many survey recipients had been educated on bias before taking this survey. In the survey, 39 individual responses were recorded, and 75% of participants were aged 15 to 18. The question posed was how they receive their news and if they can detect bias in their news. 57% of the individuals said that they primarily get their news from social media, and 79% said they get some news from social media, like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Meta, or Snapchat. Around 15 individuals then said they received news from TikTok. 80% of the users who use TikTok to get news said they see a large amount of bias. Around 20% said they either see slight bias or believe the news is neutral overall. Many individuals said that many users on the platform purposely post things that will get more views or attention. Additionally, they agreed that many use the platform to get views. And sometimes the only way to get opinions is to play into specific ideas, or in this case, biases. Sometimes the video might be more biased depending on the user's intentions. Many others also agreed that TikTok tries to keep viewers on the platform for as long as possible, meaning they need to show the user videos that play into their preconceived notions and biases. Overall, while most of the users polled were aware of the possible sources of bias, even then, there was a substantial amount, around 20%, who felt that they saw little or no preference. Personal opinion. I have seen firsthand how bias portrays itself in social media news. TikTok, as a platform, can cause many issues. Because of how the algorithm works, a user's liking of a particular video causes similar videos to appear, continually narrowing the focus of what is presented to the user. This process can send a user down to a filter bubbles of misinformation. My interests are reflected in my recommended videos, and I have spent a lot of time on TikTok in the past. My For You page has not only been refined to cars, but a specific subset of cars that I enjoy, in this case, supercars. This is one of the main reasons why I wanted to research this topic. If I am seeing large amounts of bias on TikTok, many others are as well. Surrounding bias, there are clear things that should be done within social media companies like TikTok and across the industry. 1. TikTok should aim to be more transparent in how its algorithms work, particularly in shadow banning. They should employ knowledgeable AI architects, well-versed in conscious and unconscious bias, and integrate them into development teams. 2. Across the tech industry, we need more regulation, particularly around algorithmic transparency. Algorithmic transparency is the principle that the factors that affect algorithms should be visible and transparent. 3. We also need more education at a young age about detecting bias in social media so that the platform consumers can play an important role in reducing bias. And 4. Having diverse development teams working in technology helps to ensure that unconscious biases are not encoded into datasets and algorithms. We need to encourage more diversity in STEM at a young age. Conclusion. Though much evidence supports a biased algorithm, many will never know how the algorithm of TikTok truly works due to the secrecy of the platform. It is crucial for users to educate themselves and become aware of the various biases that exist not only on TikTok, but everywhere in the world. This survey might not also reflect the best results due to the small target size and the fact that the target size might not represent the average sum of TikTok users. To better conduct a survey, I need more wide-scale coverage and outreach. Additionally, I would evolve my research to show users examples of posts and ask them to detect whether or not they observe bias. I would also like to reach out to programmers and AI architects at TikTok and see if they would be willing to discuss how they reduce their potential bias for AI and algorithms. I'd also like to speak with the content creators to understand their experiences posting on social media platforms, particularly in how those perspectives might vary across various applications. Hi again. This concludes the podcast, and it concludes me reading the entire research paper. I want to thank everyone so much for listening, as a lot of time went into making this. Thank you all so much, and I hope everyone has a great day. Goodbye.